Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Man, whole crew's here. It's Tuesday. We're playing D&D. We just did a successful charity stream with the help of our good friend John and a whole lot of Geeklies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
You guys did a charity stream?
Oh my gosh.
Bachman, you were there.
I feel like Bachman one day will like double book himself. So instead, he'll create like a Max Headroom style AI.
Yeah.
It's like, all right,
ooh,
June, I need you to run Bachman AI. Bakobot, in order to make it look like I'm here at both places. And I think he'll spend 800 hours on it, and it'll be perfect and very good and funny. And I want that to happen.
I'm scared of how close to that we are.
Yeah, no, because literally one of my podcasts, like they did that on QAA. They did a joke, Julian, and it's like, that sounds like him.
Yeah, it was a great weekend. I don't know what it was. Maybe it's because I played Magic the Gathering, and that's what I'm obsessed with right now, but it felt like a very smooth charity stream.
Mm.
We had a small hiccup at the beginning, but that's because Streamlabs OBS is dumb. But all of the parts I were on were super fun, and they went super fast. Michael and I have a little bit of beef from the opening game, but I think we kind of came together at the end to say that Ska sucks.
That did happen.
That was so
Nika like blinking. Like, excuse me?
Excuse me? What were we playing? It was cow game. It was the cowboys.
Something about a herd mentality.
Herd mentality.
Oh, yeah, you were
trying. Yeah, so basically it's like, what's the best color? Whoever, everybody that says whatever is the most voted on thing gets a point. So one of the questions was, what's the worst music? And I was like, man, I don't fucking know. And then Michael goes, I know. And I was like, thank you, sir. Because
so rude.
I was not thinking about that. And you let me on the right path.
Wow.
But somehow no one else picked up on it.
I know.
But you two were on the same way.
They said country as if Beyonce doesn't exist.
Yeah,
and I tried to tell them that.
It's like they've not listened to Cowboy Carter. Come on.
I know. But yeah, it was so much fun. Thank you again, as Michael said to John. Thank you to, I know Allie helped a lot in the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Probably forgetting 70 people, but there's all the guests. Those sections are going to be uploaded to YouTube, so check that out. Thank you to all the guests from outside of our group of friends. Your ears are our group of friends now, unfortunately.
Mm.
But, you know, because we always have S-Hals and shit like that always show up, but we had a lot of new faces this year, especially with the Pat DM section. So
yeah,
check that out. You guys make me cry. Made me so happy.
I'm sure at some point you'll hear our segment.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was very fun.
You'll know that our schedule has gotten untenable to the point where we release one of those episodes.
You'll find, if shit gets fucked up, you'll hear it.
Yeah, we're going to go our longest, we'll have our longest banked episodes ever of 3 weeks. I guarantee it.
Look at us. We're on a roll.
We might make it to Gen Con.
We might make it to Gen Con.
That's a ways away.
Maybe.
I don't think we're going to
Gen Con. I don't know, man.
Come on.
I don't know.
That's the most hopeful you've ever sounded. Good job, brother.
We'll do that.
We could do that, gang. Hell yeah. They were super fun. Thank you so much, David, obviously, for GMing us again.
Yeah. Great job.
David games always make time go by faster.
Yes,
absolutely.
I don't know how.
Yeah, rockets by.
This one didn't feel as fast as last year's, but still, it was like, guys, it's been 2.5 hours. What the fuck is happening?
How is this possible?
Yeah. We've done nothing.
This felt so fast.
And it was extremely a world that I would like to return to. So I'm hoping that we do in the future, because I thought it was very fun. All of us playing, you know, versions of our current characters somewhat.
I don't like Bachman anymore as a friend.
What did I do?
Your guy was gross.
He's very very gross.
He had a name that you didn't like, but the rest of him was pretty tame by my standards.
That's fair.
He was covered in human skin. I
think.
But he didn't talk about it. It wasn't shoved in your face all the time.
That's true.
He wore a jacket.
That's true. That's
I mean,
true.
Considering how
That's true.
Horrifying Steve was at the end, like, yeah. You play some gross guys.
Steve's penis was a human finger.
I didn't like that.
And let's not forget Bananas Foster. Bachman, he's the king of playing a nasty little guy.
Bachman, you're such a nasty little freak.
Yeah, I like playing a fucked up little freak.
Why would you call somebody Squelch Enema as their name?
You think that's funny?
Because it was a Mad Max thing.
You think it's funny to say Squelch Enema?
They love doing enemas there.
They've never done an enema on Mad Max. It's not enough liquid.
counterpoint, Tim, is it not funny to say Squelch Enema?
It's boorish.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Anyway. Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
Hey guys, what are you doing? Why are you messing with my poop?
Yeah, we're trying to make sure there's not any human bones in it. Okay, nothing that will link you to Draven Bloodfang being gone, bro.
No, I just like killed him and stuffed him in with the ferrets.
Wait, you ate the ferrets too? I thought the whole thing was...
No, I didn't eat the ferrets. I was just like, here you guys, now it's your turn.
And are we going to probably tell you to kill some people soon? Yes, but that's so that we can get their treasure.
No, that is not why we're killing them. What the fuck?
You find some clear bear tracks.
A bear in the desert?
Okay. We're not in a desert.
How close are we to the camp?
Almost there.
Should we kill this guy? Tim is asking you guys. What do you guys think? Where are we at this whole stuff?
I don't see a way forward that doesn't involve me smashing caravans and taking loot.
Okay, can you say that again just for the audience?
Okay, but what if he became my clown ward and I taught him how to be a clown?
No. He just squashed you like a damn bug.
I will not stand any ward rivals.
I was like, I'm the only one who can have wards and wives.
Kill this motherfucker. Try to make it fast, though.
Yeah.
All right, so you sneak into camp, but you realize what it's actually an Aerie. And because you see the wyvern and or wyvern that's up there. So the tower and the stronghold are two different things. The big doors are probably lockable in some way. And you don't know what's in the stronghold.
Okay. All right, I can go scope out the stronghold.
You peer through the window. There's a large common room with a number of smaller rooms locked off to the side. And you see two ogres. One of them has a huge club and one of them has a big ass chain. And they seem to be arm wrestling.
That's sick.
And you're like, one of them is like, and he's like about to like slam the other dude's arm down. But then we have to end the episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion.
BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The chain guy smashes down and wins the arm wrestling contest.
Ah, God damn it! Now I owe Jennifer watching entire seasons of Real Housewives.
Yay!
I bet against the chain guy.
Chain guy beats club guy.
How much damage did the guy who lost the arm wrestle take from his hand slamming on the table? Might as well get a head start on combat, right?
Yeah, sure.
100.
100?
100 damage?
That's pretty good.
100.
Holy crap!
What type of damage was that?
Piercing.
Psychic. Yeah. Piercing? Wow.
Was there nails sticking out of the table?
Yeah.
Yeah, why was it piercing, Michael?
Yeah, there's nails.
All right. So I guess am I just like fully scouting out this tower? Do I just like go past these guys?
Yeah, and when we say, so I said tower, it's really more of like a 60-foot tall ladder with a post and a big nest at the top.
Like there's where the ogres are. It obviously has to be big enough for them to get into. Mm-hmm. But are we calling that a tower as well?
That's the stronghold.
Stronghold.
Oh, I thought they were the same.
No, guys. Michael had to clarify that 30 times last week.
It's been a week.
You guys don't remember everything between week to week?
It's pretty much been 2 weeks, technically.
It's been.
Because we recorded another been 2 weeks. Thing in between and that like wiped it clean in my brain.
That's how it works.
Okay, so there's a tower attached to the stronghold.
I was imagining it separate, but
or Michael, I agree with you.
Okay.
It's 30 feet away.
All right.
In the desert.
So have I fully explored the stronghold then?
I think you peeked into the door, but that, and saw the guy's arm wrestling. That was it.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
Does he see any other doors or holes?
Yeah. Do I see any other holes, Michael? Tell me about the holes I see.
There's a lot of holes. There's holes everywhere.
Oh, okay. Go on.
I lost that arm wrestle. Time to mount me.
Yeah, this is piercing damage.
That's why it's piercing damage.
Oh, I get it now.
So it's so inside here, there's like, it's a big common area and there's a bunch, you see a bunch of like, you know, sleeping air sacks and shit. It's not well cared for.
It's like a frat house for orcs and such.
Yeah, some little bugs here and there. And there's a bunch of doors on either side. They all look essentially open. But then there's one different door, and that door is clearly, it's got a big padlock on it.
Ooh.
So you don't know what's behind that one. This is what Scrooge is saying.
Okay. Thieves, what's in thieves' tools?
Lockpicks.
What?
I have thieves' tools. What's in thieves' tools? Can I pick locks with thieves' tools?
Yeah. Give you a bonus for picking locks.
Yeah, and even like you're legally not supposed to be able to even pick locks without them.
Damn, it seems like it'd be a missed opportunity if I wasn't. Are these ogres going another round? Are they still busy? Is one of them pissing off? Or are they both pissing off?
Right now, the one is rubbing his shoulder as he pulls his hand off of the nails. Just kidding. There's not really nails. But they seem to be speaking gruffly to each other. And they seem annoyed with each other, let's say. You can do an insight if you want to.
I don't give a shit about them. I just want to make sure they're busy.
They seem busy with each other.
I'm gonna go. Yeah, I'm gonna stealth over to that door, and I want to like, you know, maybe give it a little listen, see if there's something I can hear over there, and then maybe I want to pick the lock.
All right. Well, roll stealth.
Try 17.
I think you still have a D4, which you probably want to use here.
I do.
Get that stealth up as stealthy as possible.
20.
Oh. Yeah. To get a 20, you have to roll like a 2, right?
Huh?
Your stealth is like 80, isn't it?
It's plus 9.
It's a lot. Yeah, you feel very confident that you have sneaked over there.
Okay, what's that door sound like?
Roll perception.
That's 420 again.
You don't hear anything.
Did you have the D4? It's been 6 seconds, I've decided.
Yeah, that'd be 24. Do I hear anything now?
How about now, Michael? Get foiled.
You don't hear anything.
Okay, I wait 6 seconds and then I try and pick the lock.
I mean...
we love Dungeons & Dragons, don't we, folks?
We do.
Are you picking the lock?
Yeah, yeah. It'd probably be a sleight of hand or something, right?
It is a sleight of hand.
21.
Whoa.
All right, you do some real thief shit here, and you have your little picks, and they're all batting those tumblers around inside, mm-hmm. just batting them around,
bop, bop, bop.
And then click, the lock slides open.
Well, let me give a little peek in there.
It is the nicest room in this place. Obviously, it's nicely appointed. It has a bed with that's been made. It's got sheets on it, and there is a number of notable things in the room, but the thing that catches your eye is a strong box at the foot of the bed.
I have very gently closed this door behind me.
Okay,
maybe I leave the padlock kind of like hanging, but you know you can like not really close it, but you can kind of make it look like it's closed from a distance.
I like that.
Yeah,
you do that.
Okay. Let me see what's in this strongbox.
All right, so you open it.
Yeah.
A little needle comes flying out of the lock hole, shooting right at you. Roll acrobatics to get out of the way.
Oh, my God. 20.
There's other numbers, Bachman. Like.
Yeah, wow.
I know, I got 21. That was a different number. That's true.
Oh, yeah, you matrix your way out of this trap, and it zips past you. But you managed to dodge it.
Okay.
There's another lock. There's two locks.
I want to unlock it.
Let's do it.
Imagine if I stopped here. I was just like, you know what?
Well, campaign over.
They must not want me to go in there.
Yeah, Michael, you're putting a lot of resistance, and we're listening, so we're going to walk away.
18.
Click. It opens.
There better be a ward in here.
There's not a ward, but... there is a large pile of gold pieces and what appears to be a musical instrument, like pipes, like a little pan flute.
Okay, I don't really feel like I'd keep the pan flute, but yeah, I'd probably go full Skyrim, take the gold, probably check the dresser too, see if there's maybe like one or two gold pieces in there, you know. But I mean, if that's all that's in here, then I think I'll probably... exit the building now.
And I think Chuck has the hole.
I think that's true.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't get all the gold, and the thing too, let me remind you, even though the previously on rudely pointed out that you guys just want to steal the gold, we're here to administer street justice.
Oh, so you're like, listen, don't just take the gold. We're trying to kill these guys also.
I guess if you take their gold and poison their foodstuffs, then that might help, but still.
Oh. I'm glad you mentioned the hole and whether or not I'd be able to carry all this gold, because my goal was to just tell Michael that I took it all and see if he called me on whether or not I could carry it all.
Uh-huh.
So when I say I'm glad, I mean I'm not glad.
I tried to pull this bullshit as a DM one time, and then we looked up how light the gold was, and then I got mad. Unless it's like, it has to literally be a chest of jewels. That way you can like trick them. Like they're big jewels.
What if I take the pan flute and leave the gold?
Like this was obviously the more
these are earthly treasures.
I mean, who knows? Maybe it's a magic pan flute.
What?
What?
It's saying 500 gold. Pieces is like 1 pound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't that stupid? That can't be true.
They should tell you the volume, though, because
like how big are these?
Still, things? Even if it's like 1 pound, where's he gonna fucking put his damn cheeks? Both of them?
That seems to me like a literal like mechanical inflation where they're like,
yeah,
the price that we made things, it can't weigh that much, otherwise nobody would be able to buy anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll borrow yeah, gold yeah. To- Maybe they should come up with paper money. Maybe. This is not an issue.
But 5 pounds feels light. Is that fair? I don't know. Yeah. What's penny? All right, I'm going to hold these two quarters.
I guess in my mind, I'm just like imagining like gold bricks. And I'm like, that's got to be heavy.
Oh, for sure.
Gold bricks are heavy.
And like pirate gold. Like, that's, I've seen the pirates pick up the, like, big chest of gold, and it takes, like, two guys.
It's a, I imagine these to be doubloon size. It's a big, thick, chunky coin. It's made out of all out of gold.
Yeah. I guess 100 is, like, not...
How much, I thought you said 500.
It's 500 gold pieces.
So 500 gold and some pan flutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think 500 gold probably is doable.
Because
I'm sure Squelch... Enema has like a sack of some sort that you carry around with you, right?
It is probably a satchel or sack of some kind in this room, even.
500 doubloons would be about 7.45 pounds.
So it's like, it's heavy, but it's not like crazy, though.
I tried to give my players like 5,000 copper, like, aha, I got you. And like, that's not that big deal either. I'm like, God damn it. Fuck.
Yeah, so I'm just loading up my pockets. Am I jingling, Michael, when I walk?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you'd have to secure your coin purse, I guess.
Yeah.
You're probably naturally sticky, so you just like put it all over your body because you're sweating.
Like the sticky bandits in Home Alone.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
Like the lady who thought that the vaccine made it, her like key stick to her.
Yeah.
I think I just referenced this last week also.
Yeah, probably. It was recent. Sure.
It was sometime very recently.
Okay. You're going to sneak back out?
Yeah, I'm going to slink on out of here.
All right. And you left the pan flute.
No, I'll take the pan flute.
Leave it. You don't want it.
It's going to be a magic pan flute. I take it. When I get out of earshot, I'm going to toot that thing.
It's engraved with gold, and there's an etching of a rat on it.
Oh, man. This feels like something that Rourke is going to want.
Two reasons. Michael, you had us at pan flute.
You have to push it over the edge to having a rat on it.
Nika, are you excited?
I mean, yes, but I don't know what Screech is going to do with it, so I'm not getting my hopes up.
He's going to play with his butt.
For those listening, and then Nika has like put on a Ninja Turtle outfit and has gone inside of it in order to protect her emotions, in order to act like calm, like, oh, pan flute, I don't care, whatever. If you wanted to let me look at it, but it's not a big deal to me.
Oh, my gosh, she's crying.
I'm not crying. I hate my eyes. I wish I could blind myself.
Michael, I hate myself. Did he need to look more in the room? I know you probably just told us what was in there. He doesn't need to
be
like...
He said the thing of note.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna fuck off out of here. I mean, I imagine we're gonna come back in here and get a second look when we kill those two ogres.
Mm-hmm.
You work out that this is the room of the goblin that was riding the wyvern, who is the leader.
Ooh. There's a sign, my other car is a wyvern.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a wyvern saddle in here, and a wyvern riding crop.
Is there a wyvern riding for dummies?
There is.
Because, Michael, you fucked up. Screech, learn how to take an hour to learn how to ride a wyvern.
That'd be so cool.
Are there any reference books? Oh, that's literally the joke you just made. Never mind.
But there could be other ones, not necessarily dragon riding reference books.
There are a lot of books. This doesn't seem like a learned fella.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so we're going to fuck up all these people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm taking the pan flute, I'm taking the gold, I want to start a small fire in this room before I leave.
Yes! Yes, yes!
I mean...
That's the best.
All right, then out I go.
Goodbye. All right, well, roll stealth.
Holy shit. I'm at a 21 before I add my stealth.
How?
That's crazy. Wow.
That's a 30 stealth.
Jesus. Michael, did you even hear that? You're the enemy.
What?
I'm time traveling.
It says here you're outside. How'd you do that?
Yeah, you sneak out, no problemo. You and you're in a patch of forest between the camp and where everyone else is waiting for you. So you're all alone.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
So I think he's going to die. Who wants the, who got 20 gold on that?
Oh, I don't want, he's going to find a way out. He's, he can grapple, he can sneak. I think he's going to make it.
Rock, do you think he's going to die? I think he's going to die.
There's always a hey boy.
I get right behind him all and give a little toot on the pan flute.
I toot.
You give a toot and it actually sounds pretty good, but
it's cursed.
You get a sense that for you to truly use this pipe, to truly play it, you would have to allow it into your soul. You have to attune it.
Are you even proficient in tooting?
I'm proficient in tooting.
Oh, okay.
I went in there. There's a couple of ogres arm wrestling. I started a small fire.
What?
Found this pan flute and a shit ton of money. You guys can have the pan flute.
What? I want the pan flute. I pick it up. I start.
Not too loud.
As a bard, you realize that this is more. This is more than just a simple pan flute.
Idiot.
You're the rat now.
But you would have to attune to it to.
Oh, that's easy. That's just a button in D&D Beyond.
Yeah, just click it.
I put it in my flesh pouch.
What?
What was that?
Don't talk about your flesh pouch in front of these guys, by the way.
I don't know. It just felt like something. Like Rourke.
I think, doesn't attunement take an hour? Or is that a real rule? Or did I make that up?
I thought it was like 10 days.
10 days?
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
I thought it was a long time.
That's probably some 3.5 shit where like you had to cut your finger off in order to whatever.
Yeah, I think so. I was thinking like a kangaroo pouch, but it's like a flesh pouch.
I see.
I wasn't thinking of a pusseta.
Are you a kangaroo? What flesh pouch does Rourke have?
Like a kangaroo pouch.
Now, quick question. You're not a kangaroo.
I'm not a kangaroo.
So where did this come from? Why am I the only one confused by this?
I think she's talking about...
Does Rourke have it, or did you make a fanny pack?
Oh, I get it. Fanny pack. I get it.
Actually, I like that.
I get it. Like, British.
I thought it was her pussy.
That's true. Kangaroos do have pussies. I am sorry, yeah. Nika. I was being kangaroo phobic.
No, it was a goof.
This is a serious show.
We don't make jokes.
I put it close to my heart.
You need to spend one short rest attuning to it.
Okay.
So it's the keep, the hold fast is on fire.
Yeah, we have started a process here.
Mm-hmm.
Probably don't have an hour, but maybe we have more than that. Who's to say?
I mean, because you have to like concentrate, I'm assuming, to do it, or like
I can just wait till like evening.
Yeah, you just trust it tomorrow.
Yeah, we're badass as fuck, so you know,
we don't even know what this thing can do.
Maybe it will hurt us.
Yeah,
but so what do you guys think? So Screech, like, wait, you lit something on fire? What did you lit on fire?
Yeah. That, what was it? Goblin riding the wyvern?
Yeah.
Yeah, I found that goblin's bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And I took all of their, like, their toilet paper and piled it up on their bed and lit it on fire.
They had toilet paper?
Did you get the special loot that he told me about that I told you about?
The pan flute?
No, underneath his bed.
There's something underneath his bed?
Oh, no.
I got all this money.
What's underneath his bed?
No, that's fine.
Did you tell me about something underneath the bed?
Yeah, but it's okay.
What was it?
I don't know. We just like...
Yeah. You said there was a treat under there. I forgot. Yeah.
I mean,
it's probably like nudie mags.
I asked Michael, and he said everything's fine, so I'm sure it's fine. He also didn't exactly say that there's something under his bed. The world
well,
is
it's
a,
on fire now if there is anything under there.
Hey, if it can burn, probably wasn't worth anything. I added the 500 gold to my character, but obviously that does not mean that Chuck is holding it until you tell me to, just to track it. So, Screech, should we go in loud or what?
I mean, all I saw was the two ogres, correct, Michael?
There's a warg pen. There's a pen that has a bunch of wargs in it.
Yeah, but they're all fenced in, right?
They are fenced in. There is the wyvern up on top of the Aerie. There are two bugbears sitting around a fire, and then inside there's two ogres.
And did you say there's like five sleeping goblins or something?
Yeah, there's like a bunch of goblins in the tents, chilling.
Well, I think a fire is going to cause a disturbance pretty quickly, I would imagine. So we could kind of like stand back here and I could pick some people off.
Chat is reminding us it's a snake.
Oh, no, it's a snake under there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he burnt.
Oh, RIP King. Snakes are weird.
Wow, okay. Now, Tim also hates snakes.
Yeah. In my mind, which is also the fun little thing of just how your mind builds things, is to the right is the Airy, and to the far, far right is the Holdfast. So if they are running to go
the
put it out...
The Holdfast?
Slow song for y'all.
And then we would flank them as they're like, get the buckets and shit. So we should wait for all of them to wake up and then surprise round them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Pick them off.
We would do this shit sometimes to... The attendants to the wizards when the wizards were meditating. it was fucked.
I should have locked the door into the stronghold.
Brother.
And then they all would like when they all come in, actually probably still time to do it, when they're all trying to get the door open and they're gathered around it, that's when you fireball.
Oh,
Michael, can we call in our quarterly Blades in the Dark? Can I go back and say I did that?
Sure. What were you going to say? Go back and say you did.
What about the snake, though? Now I'm worried about this. Now I feel bad about the
that's
snake.
That's double.
That's Bach Jennifer. Thing. That's Jennifer, though. The slave would not care about the snake.
Rewind time.
Remind myself.
Yeah, because
you forget 100 snakes every day. Make sure this is one of them.
No, you eat spiders that ate 100 snakes a day.
Everybody eats on average 10 snakes a year. in their sleep.
But except for the one man eats 1 million snakes a year, and that's throwing it off.
I eat one big classic snake.
100 horse-sized snakes
or one duck-sized duck.
Sorry, so what were you doing?
Locking the door to the stronghold.
Oh, you're locking the door to the stronghold. That's okay. Got it. Yeah, that's fine. Fine with that. Especially that stealth roll you had.
You're fine with that?
I'm happy with that. I'm excited about it. You had a great stealth roll. You rolled like 30.
I rolled exactly 30.
You rolled like 30.
Don't get it twisted.
You rolled in the vicinity.
You guys do whatever you want to do. I rolled a 19 for initiative.
Oh, are we rolling initiative right now?
So is the plan...
And the plan, as I see it, is that now that we've locked the door, everyone is going to be like, oh, there's a fire. And they're going to try and get to the door.
Yeah.
And they're going to try and, like, everybody's going to be gathered around like, oh, what do I do? Like, some of them gawking, some of them actually actively trying to open the door. But now they're all gathered and you can fireball it.
Yeah, fireball, just attack in general to get the jump on them.
Yeah, I like it. So roll initiative then, friends.
Yeah.
I got a 10.
I got 27.
I got an 18. And Tim got a 19. These guys are going to be trying to get in to put out the fire, but then I'm going to set them on fire from the outside.
Yeah.
It's a real trick.
That's fucked.
I have lit so many people on fire in this campaign.
You love it. Screech.
Squelch.
I probably just want to like set up my... attack but hold off because I mean I'm not gonna
wait for the fireball.
Yeah, wait for the fireball.
That yeah, so then does it make sense to go? I mean, is there anything you can do from far away? Because you're
I'd probably pick up Squelch and throw him into the fireball or something.
I haven't. Ooh. There's no fireball yet.
Yeah I'm gonna wait. No I'll hold off. No I'll hold off. Or sorry, my question is, should I bane them in order to make them fail the fireball? Ooh. Michael, have they already clumped up or are they, is it still chaos?
They are trying to get into the stronghold, which the door is locked right now.
Okay, then I will bane them.
Oh, perhaps you better prepare.
Get it? pretty good.
Oh, I get it now. It took me a second.
Yeah.
I can't remember a single Bane line other than a tweet. Your son's online
too. No, it's your son Rip is online too.
Yeah, that's it. how many creatures total, Michael DeMauro?
Seven,
but five of those are like goblins or something?
Got five goblins, two bugbears. The two ogres are inside.
Yes, and I cannot see them. So I am going to... cast it at normal level because I don't give it. I feel like these gabos might just fuck up even if they succeed. So both the bugging bears and one of the goblins, your least favorite goblin, will need to make a charisma saving throw, please, sir. And then make sure everyone does a long rest, by the way. Before we go, because we cheated by raising money for the kids.
Yeah, the children. We get a free.
Yeah. And pass. We should say that this is going to be open for the next year. We keep the Trevor Project going for a whole year. So right now we're at $10,740. Obviously, we don't raise that much or anything between the charity streams. But hey, if you're hearing this in, I don't know, October, and you're like, I would like to give some money without any recognition, do that.
You could save someone's life, literally.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. So, Michael, charisma 16. If they fail, they have to roll a d4 and subtract it from their saving throws and shit.
Okay, so that's both bugbears and one
goblin. Yeah. What your least favorite goblin? Yeah.
Failure.
So they roll d4 and subtract it.
Correct. And it doesn't say that they know it, but a lot of times spells, I assume they know it. This one doesn't say it, but doesn't matter.
I mean, the chaos. They're just going to be all fucked up. You know?
They got a hangover.
Yeah, maybe they're hungover too.
I have to be within 30 feet of them, Michael, if that matters. So I'll get as close as I can.
30 feet. Okay.
Yeah.
Celine, you're up.
So for one set, I don't think I'm going to do this because I don't think it makes sense, but it did make me laugh. The concept of doing my wall of fire in a circle around them on the tower to trap them.
That's not horrible idea.
But then can you like see through the wall? Because it's like 20 feet tall. And then you have to go through the fire. So I think
it'll... No, I mean, if you do it in between them, and like if you put it like right at the door.
Oh, I was thinking like to trap them against the tower is what I was initially thinking.
Guys, if you say tower one more time, I'm going to hit you with
an
hammer.
Okay, it's a big tall...
They're nowhere near the tower.
Wait, isn't this... Well, there's a room in it.
Yeah, towers have rooms?
No. Jennifer?
What?
Literally... Literally, like, rewind the tape.
But I thought this was the... Okay.
No, there is a place that is not a tower.
What is it?
It's just like a
stronghold.
A structure, a stronghold.
Okay,
and then there's an apiary, a doo-doo-ass tower.
Okay.
This is not a tower.
Okay, never mind then. All right. It was pretty funny in my head, but once again, blinded, I did not really understand the setup here.
Three times last week. Three times this week.
I think I finally
get it. Stay tuned next week.
I think I finally get it this time.
We're in the desert. We agree to that. There's a little... Michael, I decided it's in a cave. It's partially built up, but it goes into a cave. That's where my heart's at.
I don't
at.
Think so.
We should go back into caves.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would like to cast a fireball like directly at the door. I mean, I guess like
just
right in front of
the most number of people.
The most number of people. That's what I would like. So they need to do a deck save.
All of them? So many.
Remember we were like, we should talk to them first?
For what?
How stupid. Well... Yeah, we thought for a second, but then there are evil. There were like skulls and stuff around, weren't there?
There were so many skulls.
Yeah. We basically just wanted to know if there was kids. And now that we know there's not kids, it's time to go sicko mode.
That's why I went in the tower.
That's you were in the tower.
I don't want all these dice. Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Hey, Michael, remember to subtract the D4 from your...
Yeah.
Oh, but that's going to make it worse.
You didn't care about these two guys a second ago, so... None of my business.
Yeah, okay. So that's a failure. Let's see. That's a dirty 20 for that one. One goblin has made it.
Okay.
Has succeeded. The next best roll is a 16.
Ooh, yeah. Well, actually a 16 does. They need to make a deck save of 15.
Okay, so two of the goblins save and the rest fail.
Which means they just get half the damage. Of the fireball. And I roll pretty good on this one. That's 32 fire damage. So 32 for the full blast and 16 for the people who... What's the opposite of succeeded on their check?
Failed?
Failed?
That didn't fail.
That's me every 4 seconds with every word ever.
Yeah.
All right. So for the bugbears, one succeeds and one fails. So... Same deal. It's 30. Sorry, you said how much did you say?
32.
And you subtracted a D4 for said succeeding bugbear?
That might actually, that could do it. That could do it. You're right. One of them rolled, one of them an 18, but I just rolled a 4. So it's down to a 14. So that means they fail.
That is a fail.
Yes.
That is a fail.
Take that, my goblinoid brother.
Now, three of these goblins immediately die.
Yay!
Damn. I just killed three creatures.
But the other two goblins and the two bugbears are still alive. Unhappy.
You said there's two goblins and two bugbears?
Two goblins, two bugbears. And then inside of this locked stronghold, there's theoretically two more ogres.
Okay.
The wargs are howling and... very upset, but still locked away in their cages. And
do we have a sense for how this fire is spreading?
Inside, you can't tell. There's smoke coming out of it, and there were screams, there were yells.
Michael, my dad's a fireman, so that applies to all my characters, by the way.
He gets a fire boon
yep.
from his dad.
I have proficiency in fire.
The fire chief.
Yeah.
And Chuck walks in and is like, the batteries are going bad in this smoke detector.
David, add a little chirp every so often.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, that is what my dad checks whenever he visits. Like, it's nothing else. It's like, you got fire extinguishers? Good. All right, let's go.
I mean, I feel like that's fair. You got to have this
but,
smoke detector.
But he's also kind of chill with it. He's like, whatever. Fire's fire.
He's made peace with the fire.
Yeah. Screech, were you holding after the fireball?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so Screech, you are free to go.
I guess I'd attack one of the goblins.
Okay.
Probably do a ranged attack.
Cool.
15, so 21.
That will hit.
11 damage.
He dies. What does it look like?
The fireball explodes. Two of his friends are like just like vaporized in front of his eyes. He turns to hold the hand of his other goblin friend, and as they look into each other's eyes, you know, no words exchanged, only emotions. An arrow pierces through his head, and the other goblin has to watch.
Watch as the light is extinguished from his eyes.
It has to watch?
Has to watch, legally. I mean, imagine you're killed right in front of your buddy and they look away. Like, rude.
So rude. Okay. Then what happens?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Rourke, it's your turn. There's one very burnt up goblin and two pretty burnt up bugbears.
I will try to stab one.
Great. Run in there and do a stab.
23 to hit.
Is it goblin or bugbear?
Goblin. I feel like I could take a goblin faster. Easier.
Goblin hit.
4 damage. No one needs a d8 for anything. That's my turn.
Okay.
The goblin's like so close to death. It grits its teeth and continues on.
Oh, that's inspiring. Really.
So inspiring. This goblin won't die.
I'll give him a warrior's death.
I think we go top of round. I'm giving you guys a surprise round.
Thank you, sir.
Screecher, I guess.
Yeah. The other goblin's still alive?
It's still alive.
Not for long. Does a 12 hit?
No. A 12 does not hit.
You have a d4, don't you, Bachman?
Yes! 16, Michael.
Oh, wow. That almost hits.
Shut up. The fuck up.
Shut up. Ah! Shut the fuck up. They're on fire.
They're just like screaming, I assume.
Well, my second roll was worse. So I guess nothing happens.
Wow. You can't hit one goblin.
The Rogue 4, Fighter 2, Ranger 2 missing. It happens twice a campaign. So let's... I like that it happened, actually.
You gotta enjoy it while you can.
Now it'll just burn for longer.
That's true.
Take that.
Take that.
Bad guys.
Chuck,
I would think they're still pretty clumped, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I want to... Let me see if there's any... God, I have so many spells. Get out of here. Yeah, I think since they know we're here, I'm gonna cast Spirit Guardians on my damn self. That's the thing where the... spooky shit flits around me, and then since I ran at them a little bit last turn, I'm gonna run at them fully.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna get all up in the mix of them. Obviously I'm not gonna like let them surround me or put my own self in the fire, but basically putting them on, you know, putting Chuck in melee right next to Rourke, to the sense that my spirit guardians hit them. Right now they have to make their wisdom save throw.
Mm-hmm.
And every time on my turn.
Alright. So we'll go first up with the final goblin. 13 wisdom.
Failed. 3d8. I actually should roll that so that you can...
Yeah, roll it. See what happens. Chat wants to know what your spirit guardians look like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're little cherubs.
They're like are they hobgoblin cherubs?
They're literally like chucks flying
little
around.
Chuck!
That's not what I've said in the past, but you know, whatever.
Well, maybe they're different every time.
I've been growing as like Chuck has he expressly is ignoring why he can do magic, right? It's none of his business.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
if he starts
happens.
To have conversations about it, then he's gonna have like cause and effect things or like repercussions, like, wait, you're killing all of these random people? Is that okay? Does, you know, do they care about? Does Regnir not like this? That's if I just do this.
Yeah.
And every now and again, Chuck will just be like, hey, man, I'm going with this. You haven't talked to me. I'm not going to talk to you. This is what I feel is right. This will bring more peace to more people.
You're trying to go smooth brain.
Yeah. So at first it was like essentially a little, I guess you'd say Zelda fairies, right? Just like ball of golden light with like wings coming out. But now that I've cast it so many times, it's literally cartoon Chucks wearing diapers.
Your little, for the little butt.
Yeah. But they have daggers instead of arrows. I rolled 15 radiant damage to anyone that failed their wisdom saving throw. And let me check to see if a succeed is half. Half for succeeding.
Okay. They all fail and the goblin dies.
Hell yeah.
What does that look like?
RIP, brother.
Yeah, I mean, it just looks like as it's spinning around me as Chuck is running, they all kind of like hit upon the people and they zip zap zap through them, start like hee 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 cutting at them, but you know their whole essence is a weapon, so it's not just the swords and their butts and diapers and things like that. So they flit through them and it is radiant, so I feel like it's not like gory, so it's just like kind of like, I don't think it's like a lightsaber, but maybe it's like hurting their core.
Like their spiritual
core. Yeah, Michael, it's burning the evil out of them, but they're all evil.
Oh, shit!
They're in the monster manual, and Gary Gygax says all goblins must die.
Wow.
Damn, sick.
I don't think you should praise Chuck for what just happened. It was abhorrent.
Disgusting, Chuck.
And I probably am, like, growling and screaming at them. And how many of the bugbears are left?
Two.
I want to turn to whichever one Chuck decides is the most healthy looking and do my hobgoblin bonus action helpy thingy. And Michael, since I love you, babe, I know that I cast Emboldening Bond before the charity stream, so I'm going to click that. And then I'm going to click my Fey Gift, and I'm going to... I don't think it technically matters. I'm using Spite. Until the start of my next turn, the first time the creature for which I use my help action on attacks, it has disadvantage, but I don't think it's going to come up. Screech gets advantage on whichever hobgoblin deserves it, and if they survive, they have disadvantage on the next attack. That is my turn.
Sweet.
Love that.
I love that.
Celine, there's two bugbears left. But also, you hear a big whomp as something seemingly large must have slammed into the other side of the big door.
Oh, it's those guys trying to get out.
Of the tower?
Of the build, of the keep, or whatever the hell it is.
It's not the tower. That's funny.
I think I will cast my lightning bolt in a way to get those two guys. Just the two guys. We'll deal with, because, like, I mean, if no one can get them out.
You can kill Rourke and I. We love to die.
What? No, the lightning bolt is straight on.
That's fine.
I'm trying to not kill my friends.
Okay.
Just these guys.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's going to be a deck save for them again.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
Minus D4.
Aw. I don't need it. They both rolled bad. The best roll is an 8.
Ooh, that is not enough.
Michael, that sucks.
Okay.
Yeah, I rolled bad twice.
That is 28 lightning damage to them.
All right.
I love lightning bolt.
It's great.
What does it look like when they both die?
Celine, like, she has to, like, move a little bit so that she can, like, line them up exactly and not injure her friends. So she, imagine that Celine is, like, like, running around, and then she, like, jumps and shoots with a finger.
Oh, that's cool.
And it, let's say the lightning, like, cracks through their ears, like, through the ears and into the other guy, into his head.
Damn!
Yeah.
That's what you get when you start wearing pants. Wait, actually, pants are more restrictive than dresses.
Damn. Well, you know, at least I don't have to worry about...
Sorry, I was just trying to connect.
my everything, you know, it's good. Yeah, Yeah. Oh, and then, and obviously the lightning goes through their ears, but also it does the comical, like, you can see their skeleton.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
That's, like, without saying.
Of course.
And then they slump to the ground in a pile of charred skin and bones.
That's great.
That is, that's all I'm doing.
Because is anyone alive outside other than the wyvern?
And the wargs.
There are wargs.
The wargs in a cage. Is anyone not in a cage?
Damn cage.
Pretty nervous about the wyvern, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, yeah, we're gonna have to deal with him probably. Yeah. Or at the very least, like, neutralize him.
Throw
while
dead.
We go away. Well, I could cast darkness on him.
Do you want me to light the tower on fire?
I mean, is a wyvern even like... Yeah, y'all got me.
Let's wait
wyvern.
For Michael to talk before we start.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We could just throw dead bugbears at it and see what happens.
I mean, like, we don't even know that the wyvern is, like, loyal to them. He could just be like, thanks, I want to leave now.
I can go back to my damn village.
Maybe he'll be our friend.
I'm going to jack off now.
Like, we got some other fucked up guys back where we came from. You want to come hang out with them?
Yeah.
Well, I will say that the big double doors and the stronghold come bursting open. And,
no!
And two big-ass ogres are standing there.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're on fire, though, right?
They're a little singed. They're a little singed.
And full of nails.
They burst out, and one has a big-ass...
Michael, if they enter my zone of flitting...
Oh, they do.
Chuckaroonies. They, in this instance... We should follow the rules, I think.
Yeah, well, they do that because they're coming at you.
One of them did take some piercing damage from the nails on the table.
Yeah, remember, Michael, one of them did. Wisdom saving throw, 16.
Fail.
That is 8 radiant damage. Oh. I also think it's a difficult terrain, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
If that matters. Please don't kill him.
This one has got a big stick, and he's gonna hit you with it.
That's fair. We need to give Chuck some life and stuff because he up in that business. And, ouch!
Okay, I'm gonna kind of reroll that.
Okay, I gave you inspiration. Oh, I think sweet. Last week maybe.
Well, that's a much better roll.
Do it, brother.
Just kidding. It was an 8 to hit. And I missed.
Get out of here. That's such a bad roll, Michael. That's crazy.
It is terrible.
They're probably scared, and I'm sure they're covered in like burning pitch and tower.
Well, they didn't expect weird little cherubs to immediately bite them on their asses as soon as they walked out.
You should.
All right. So, but Chain Boy's not done. He's coming.
Chain Boy.
He swings that big old chain.
Maybe we should ask Jermichael to talk to the wyvern, because Jermichael's with
That's
us.
True.
Oh, yeah, but Jermichael is with
we
us.
We should tell Jermichael to do something, because that was a non-zero discussion last week.
Yeah, I did forget about him actually being... I knew he was, but I wasn't thinking about him.
Hey, guys!
It's only been 2 rounds, so that makes sense. They're like, all right.
Like, he's just watching us.
Yeah. You see how they are, like, bad, obviously? So if you could either, I don't know, talk to the wyvern or swoop upon them. I know it's difficult to understand why you're allowed to kill these guys and not the others and why it's okay that we're covered in blood and whatever, but that's what's happening, Jermichael, my friend.
It's confusing, but I cleared it with you, so these fuckers are gonna die.
He gets it. In this very specific instance, he gets it. That's all I need.
But the chain, though, the chain coming at Chuck, and that is going to be 18 to hit.
If it meets, it beats, my friend.
All right. So that's going to be 13 bludgeoning damage.
Ouchies.
And I need you to make a constitution saving throw, please.
What the fuck? 15.
You feel a bit lightheaded, but you are able to stay unstunned.
Sick. And I need to make a constitution. Oh, fuck. Spirit Guardians goes away.
Oh.
I love when the dice are like, you failed it, man. You don't have to do the math. Nor do you have to Google yet again how to maintain concentration. Thank you, that natural one.
All right. Rourke.
I want to cast Enhance Ability of Bear's Endurance on Chuck, so you get advantage on constitution checks, and then you get 2d6 temporary hit points.
Yo!
And that lasts for like an hour with constitution, and then I will also give you the Bardic Inspiration for, what is it, the d8.
Radical. I will take this metal d8 and put it right here.
That is my turn.
Okay.
How do you bardic inspire me? Because I'm sad right now. I'm hit with a chain. I have dirt in my mouth.
He's crying.
Where's my little boys? They're gone.
I go back and I show you all of the lovely drawings that I've made of you kicking ass in all of the previous battles. And I say, don't give up, Papa. Now is the darkest time before the dawn. Yet, but another foe will fall at your feet, for you are the strong dad.
Meanwhile, a chain is completely wrapped around my face. I'm like, that fucking whips, thank you.
I cut your eye underneath, so like you bleed or something.
Yes.
Whatever it is that boxer managers do.
Yeah. To like relieve absolutely. The pressure.
Yeah.
$1 million baby me. Well, yeah, not that
part. Not that part. Yeah.
Rourke moves a stool out of the way.
At that point, Jamichael pops up behind these guys and tries to take a bite out of the chain boy.
He loves doing this. This is great for him.
Yeah. To him, this is he only has to do it if it's murder. In this instance, it feels more like murder.
Jamichael pops up behind these two ogres and bites the chain one right on his head and then claws him in the back. But it's not able to kill him.
And he's like, oh, I thought I'd eat that one, but he got away. Trats.
His head is huge, brother.
What are you gonna do?
Screech, your turn. There's two ogres. One is hurt, one is hurt a lot.
I love to attack the one that's hurt a lot.
I just love to kill.
Really? I do so much damage, but the attack is 16.
D4?
16 D4, yes.
And I think I legally gave you advantage on a dead guy, so.
I'm not attacking a dead guy.
Yeah. I get confused how health works, I'll tell you that. And I always will be.
It was 20 anyway.
That hits.
He's got low 20s.
Did 16 hit? Just, I want to know if I'm a big boy.
16 hit too.
Did it!
You fucking piece of shit.
18 damage.
That is exactly the amount of damage you need to kill this guy.
I stab him. I don't even care how he dies. I'm on to the next one.
Another one.
Natural 20 on my next guy.
Oh my Stop God. It.
Roll D4.
When will he miss?
Michael, tell him to roll D4.
Yeah, plus 3. 23.
That hits or whatever.
9 damage to him.
Much worse.
Action surge.
Oh my cripes.
24 to hit.
Yeah, it hits or whatever.
7 damage.
Cool. Done. Ugh.
Michael's crying.
Yeah, no, I'm done.
All right, Chuck.
So there's just one ogre left?
One ogre left, and he's looking out of his element.
And the wyvern still has nothing. We haven't seen any sign.
Wyvern has not made a move.
I'm on break. These ogres are probably pretty tall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to grab them by the front belly fat. And I shall be...
Wait. What was I supposed to do with that nat 20 for damage?
Oh, double the damage dice.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
Would another 6 damage have killed it?
No.
All right. Well, there you go. Another 6 damage.
6 total? Hell yeah. Thank you. Maybe now I can take the glory. So I don't have my flitting around spirit guardians, so I'm going to do inflict wounds. So I'm going to grab some of my friendly boy's belly chunk. Does a 20, let's say 3 hit?
You know it.
And I'm casting it. I know it sounds like I'm doing it retroactively, but that's what I meant to say. At third level, so it's 5d8. 5d8. And I will let D&D Beyond tell me what it does. That is, Jesus fuck. holy shit. 39 necrotic damage.
Oh my god.
Wow, that's a fucking lot.
D&D Beyond has never rolled that good.
What does it look like when you kill the final ogre?
I think Chuck is confused. I think Chuck knows that D&D Beyond rolled, so he expected like 4. And as he's like, I got this, guys. And then he like turns back and like his necrotic wounds are to keep, they keep sucking. And he just like classic, like the mummy shit where it looks like this ogre is being like drained of life essence.
And so he's like dry as dust.
Yeah. And Chuck, you can tell he's like not super cool with it.
It is gross,
but it happens.
Like you feel uncomfortable with your power and what you were able to do.
Yeah, mostly D&D Beyond's power, but maybe D&D Beyond has listened to scrolling to my inventory. Ragnir, I said before. I prayed pretty hard two turns ago, so that's what happens.
He was like, "Here you go, buddy."
Michael knows.
Oh, I know. Well, that's it, gang. Battle complete. We'll have to figure out what happens at the aftermath next week.
Have a conversation with a wyvern.
Hello. Jermichael, don't say anything fucked up. Anyways.
Those guys aren't even real dragons. You guys know that, right? I'm gonna kill that guy.
Jermichael's voice is still so very funny to me every time.
Yeah.
Fun to do.
The other week when my voice was fucked up, it's like, his name is Dagmar.
I just couldn't stop thinking about you being like,
I didn't think you guys were gonna be so mad.
Yeah.
Not killing.
I know we have a lot of like recency bias, but
his name is Dagmar Blood, whatever.
is currently the funniest thing we've ever said. And I don't like it, because there's a lot of murder. But that being said, please be a Jermichael yourself by joining every single Tuesday, and only on Tuesday, at 8:40, 8:45, 8:39, give or take, over at twitch.tv/geeklyinc. Every single week, we give away dice. Diehard Dice, thank you so much for giving us like thousands of dollars of giveaway codes now. Like, Jesus Christ. DieHardDice.com. You can go there, enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation point. You get 15% off. Other codes don't get that. I said that before, but I don't even realize that. That's special.
It's not something we just say. It's true.
It's literally true.
It's not real.
Yeah. Standard is 10%. We get 15. That's fucked. Anyways, that's fucked. The IRS is trying to kill me. you can go there, enter the offer code. We get a kissy on the back end, as always. Congratulations to King Terrandor. You have won the Die Hard Dice. Thank you, King Terrandor.
What a fun, regal name.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Die Hard Dice. Thank you all for joining us. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter.com at GeeklyInc, at D&D Podcast. You can also find us on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. Find me at Thrifty Nerd.
You can find me at Tim Lanning. And very important, we have finished book 3 of Left Behind.
That's right. And I've been doing research on Revelation, and we're going to do some sort of side ep and then get back into it soon, because shit is going so crazy.
Yeah, we've hit the first past the rapture. We've hit the first holy fucking shit moment.
Yeah, some real supernatural stuff is happening.
It's crazy. Like, the Wrath of the Lamb.
Oh, man. He's raffing.
So it's wild. Check out Tribulation Farce.
Yeah.
A small, quick plug broadly of the show is just like, this is what every Christian believes is going to happen at the end times.
Every evangelical.
And they've thought.
It's different. Like, lots of Christians do not believe that. I don't want to get yelled at. You can get yelled at.
I'll get yelled at. I don't give a fuck. Every single person that's ever been to church ever thinks that
actively now.
Yeah, that this will happen. And the books are fun to read. I can't say otherwise. Tribulation Farce. Thank you so much.
They're also really stupid. So you want to hear us recap them and not read them? Yes. Tim just got mad at me for saying that.
You want to hear us recap them?
You want to hear us recap them? But read them.
I think you should read them because they're fun. She disagrees.
Don't buy them used or get them from the library.
Absolutely, yeah.
Steal them.
Yeah, steal them from like your parents to keep them out of their hands. Like,
I buy them given the blood money, ugh, which is not good.
Disgusting.
It is disgusting.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Sheik.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Gradients Adventures? Then check out these other Geekly Ink shows like the Dear Internet. The Dear Internet? Like Dear Internet, the D20 Day Show Wayward Shores, Naruto Revuto, No Page Unturned, Taverns and Caverns, Vanguards of the Veil, and Welcome to St. Paxton. If you love the work that goes into our show, then you'll make sure to follow our editor David on Twitter at SpudGam. Want to support the show? The best way is to join our Patreon, where you can get ad-free episodes and so much more. Join now at patreon.com/dndpodcast. After you've finished attacking the tower, not tower, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, shit.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
He gets it.
Let's go. Let's go.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.